And I'm truly glad that you are tuned in to your praise and inspiration station, which is, of course, WTHB FM 96.9. Right now, you're actually tuned in to WTHB 1550 AM. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AM dial so that you can hear Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Appreciate you for listening in. Thank you so much, so many of you, for really engaging mentally, spiritually, emotionally with the conversations that we have. And I mean that. I really mean it when I say thank you so much. It really is going to take effort for us to do what we can to help make the world that God has blessed us with a better world, especially when we have a lot of people who are working very, very hard, very, very diligently, and very persistently to take our world in the other direction. Thank you so much for saying, hey, you know what? It's going to take a lot of energy to really get us to the point where things are better, but I'm going to go ahead and be one of the people who puts forth that positive energy, that energy that takes us in a positive direction, that takes us in the kind of direction that our Creator would want His world. You notice I said His world to be taken in because He owns it. He created it. It's His. We need to accept that, ladies and gentlemen. This world is not ours. We don't own it. Our Creator owns it. And that's okay. We should be okay with that. We should be comfortable with that. We work together to at least try to make things better. Thank you so much for joining me. And I, you know what? I want you to think about this now. It took a lot of energy, emotionally, mentally, physically. It took a lot of energy to cope with being a slave. Just think about what it takes for us to deal with bad marriages. Think about what it takes, and I'm talking about the emotional energy, the mental energy, the physical effort, the spiritual effort that has to be put forth to cope with having a loved one who is addicted to drugs. Think about how difficult it is for us emotionally, mentally, to cope with a bad work environment, a bad work environment, a bad home environment. And just think about that and try to go all the way back to the time when people were slaves. In fact, think about it now, because we still have slaves today. Sex slaves. We have people enslaved doing hard work in various areas of the world and not being paid for it. It takes a lot of mental energy to keep going and keep going and keep going under those conditions. And here's the thing. Just about every race on earth at some point has been enslaved by someone. And I mean every race. Just about every race on earth has been enslaved at some point in history. You think about the energy that it took to cope with living the life of a slave, or the energy it took. I'm talking about the mental, the emotional, the spiritual effort that goes into going on day after day after day after day after day after day as an indentured servant or as a sharecropper. And you're having to buy your supplies from the one who owns the land. You're having to buy your supplies from that person. They often raise the price up much higher than it needs to be. And you end up paying more than you should pay for it because you have no choice, which makes it even harder. You get very, very little for what you actually grow. And so you end up often in debt from one year to the next, because what you grow is supposed to be used to not only feed you and your family, but to pay off your debts, to pay back the money you borrowed to buy what you needed to grow the crops that you are growing for the landowner. And the landowner deliberately charges you much more than he should for the products he's selling you, and then pays you much less than he should for the crops you've grown and are selling back to him, so that he deliberately keeps you locked in. Can you imagine the emotional and mental energy that it takes to keep going day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, living like that? Now, I ask that to ask this. Which do you suppose would be harder for us? And I'm saying us humans. Which would require more emotional energy, more mental energy, more spiritual energy? To work to do what we can to try to make life better, or do nothing to try to make life better and eventually end up as indentured servants again, sharecroppers again, slaves again? You got to understand, there are reasons that there are people who are working very, very hard to make it almost impossible for people of color and poor white people to vote. There's a reason they're trying to take us back to that time when we have no representation. There are reasons that people want to, at the exact same time that they're trying to take away our ability to vote again, they're also trying to pull more and more federal dollars and state dollars away from inner city public schools. And they want to develop other school systems where it will be very difficult, if not impossible, for many, many people of color, especially from the black community, to pay to go to those schools. Oh, they're okay if just a handful, a small percentage of black people end up at those charter schools, where they take public funding and pay for charter schools and take that money out of the public schools that most people are able to access. There are reasons that they're doing that at the same time that they're trying to make it difficult for black people to vote. There are reasons that income is being held down while the cost of living is skyrocketing, including the cost of getting a college education. And of course, the studies are already showing that the black race has the most difficult time paying for these exorbitant rates for our college education now. And when we do get the loan money, we have the most difficult time repaying the loans. Remember what I've said to you before, circumstances do not create themselves. People create the circumstances. And I want to ask you again, which would require more energy? To do what we can to make life better now, or to do nothing and put out whatever energy it takes just to survive from one day to the next, from one year to the next? Yes, so there are reasons that I thank the many people who join with us, who join across the land, who join around the world to try to make life better, trying to help feed more people who are struggling to survive because of food that they don't have access. I can't say food shortages, because we hear too many reports that have been verified that there's enough food literally thrown away every year to keep every person on earth well fed all year, every year. So I can't say that there's a food shortage. The problem is food distribution and the will to distribute that food so that everyone can eat. I I definitely want us to keep on keeping on. Let's stay together. Let's keep doing what we can to make life better. It takes a lot of work, but in the end, it's worth it. And remember now, we're talking about making sure that we understand that there is justification for speaking out against injustice. Whether we speak out by speaking into the microphones across the nation, whether we speak out by kneeling during the national anthem, whether we speak out by marching, any of the numerous ways that we express our disapproval of injustice, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, our Creator instructs us to speak out against injustice, to fight against injustice. Our Creator tells us that we're supposed to be fighting for the poor, speaking out for them, being their voice for them, the poor, the oppressed, the fatherless, the widows who have no one to help them. We're supposed to be doing that. Our Creator requires that of us. So I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged by those who decided they're really going to come down hard on folks for taking the stand that our Creator tells us to take. Even when a lot of those people are people who say they're following the ways of the Creator. Don't be confused by that. Just keep it simple. We understand from the written word that our Creator commands us to take a stand for those in need, for the oppressed, for those who are being treated unjustly. That's it. We don't need to complicate matters. The people who argue against that, who get upset because we are following the orders of the Creator, are themselves wrong. So don't be confused. Don't be discouraged. Let's continue to do what we can to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.